This message is the property of H. David Edwards and Elam Bible Institute, and presented free of charge for private use only. Permission to use this message publicly may be requested by contacting Elam Bible Institute at 7245 College Street, Lima, New York, 14485.
Method of reading is detrimental to the role of Scripture in spiritual formation. Christ speaking to you, in and through, around and within, over and behind, and out front of everything you read. If you adopt this posture toward the material, you will begin to reverse the learning mode which establishes you as the controlling power who seeks to master the body of information. Instead, you will allow what you read to become an instrument of God's control. You will open yourself to God's agenda for your life through what you read. Not only can this exercise transform your approach to reading and prepare you for the use of scripture and spiritual formation, it can transform your whole state of being in a way that enhances all genuine spiritual formation. The second part of this method is to begin responding to what you read with your heart and spirit, rather than with your rational, cognitive, intellectual dynamics. You know what he talks about when he's talking about rational, cognitive, intellectual dynamics? Even if you don't, it's something that most of us are prone to. Now, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with these analytical aspects of your being, and I'm sure you all in no danger of neglecting them. They are so hyper-developed in our culture that we need not worry about underrating their importance. The problem is that we overbalance in that direction and think that that is proper. The sharper you are intellectually, the more quickly you can grasp concepts and integrate and synthesize them, the better. I'm not sure that this is the case when we consider wholeness of being. Yes, we must love God with all of our mind. We must utilize our cognitive, intellectual, rational skills to the very best of our ability. However, we must remember that the injunction to love God with all of our mind comes a little bit farther down the road in Jesus Christ. Loving God with all of our heart and all of our soul precedes it. We tend to make the rational our predominant mode. We filter, we sift everything through the processes of our mind. This imbalance causes us to stand back from whatever we encounter independent of it, to evaluate it in the light of our own best judgment, and then make some kind of decision on how we are going to deal with it. Can you see the problem which arises here? What if God attempts to meet us in whatever we encounter and we stand back in our purely analytical manner and evaluate it in the light of our own best interest as we see it, even enlightened Christian best interest, and determine that it is not for us? If we do this, and this is a predominant tendency in our lives, we insulate the door of our being against the mouth of God. We don't open ourselves to the possibility of God being in that encounter. Adopting a different approach to your reading is going to be difficult. You will find yourself struggling against this imbalance in your life, constantly leaning towards the rational, critical approach to processing information. In spite of this, give my suggestion to try. They will bear fruit farther along. Too often we approach the scripture in this cognitive, rational, critical mode. We stand far off from it, look at it, evaluate it, and judge it in the light of who we are and what we need at the moment. We respond to the scripture, but often our response is simply that of reading ourselves into it. At some level, rather than allowing God to speak to us out of it. A third point I would suggest is that you let your response to what you read take place down in the deeper levels of your being. Ask yourself questions such as, how do I feel about what is being said? How do I react? How do I respond down deep within? Ask yourself, why do I feel that way? Why am I responding in this manner? Why do I have these feelings within? What is going on down inside me? Let this exercise be an opportunity to get in touch with the deeper dynamics of your being. What do your reactions tell you about your habits, your attitudes, your responses to life? You see something about yourself. In deeper furrows, Admiral G. Smith paraphrases Thomas A. Kempis when he says, a humble knowledge of ourselves is a sure way to God than is the search for depth of learning. A humble knowledge of yourself can grow as you begin to balance your habitually cognitive God's voice, you will begin to hear at heart and soul level. Jesus frequently reminded those who have ears to hear. That's an injunction which is the most frequent injunction repeated in the Word of God. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear, more frequently than any other. Jesus frequently reminded those who have ears to hear. A strange exhortation. Matthew, you're familiar.